This is KCUR 89.3. V. Tran's journey has taken him from Vietnam to refugee camps in Southeast Asia to Garden City, Kansas, and to Kansas City, Missouri. It's also led him to transform a back room in a burger joint into a performance space, as KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
There's the smell of burgers inside the Westport Flea Market. Walk past pinball machines and you'll find the Buffalo Room. Black tablecloths on round tables, concrete floors, and a bare-bones stage.
My name is V. Tran. I am the owner-curator of the Buffalo Room Performance Event Space.
Tran is also an actor, musician, and playwright. And he'd perform parody shows here when it was Comedy City. When that improv group decided to get their own space, flea market owner Joe Zwillenberg reached out to Tran to try something new.
Blank slate, make it whatever you want. And so we did.
Tran and his wife, Mackenzie Goodwin Tran, who's also an actor, opened the Buffalo Room in 2014. They toyed around with the idea of a club or a theater.
And she said, what about room? You know, and she quoted one of her favorite directors who said, anything can happen in a room.
Tran walks me around.
So there's like this fake brick facade that is very, very identifiable as that comedy club kind of feel. But really, when the lights go off, it becomes about what is on stage.
The Buffalo Room now hosts comedy, theater, music, burlesque, private parties, and fundraisers. The venue launched with Tran's own show called The Butcher's Son.
The Butcher's Son is a folk musical memoir about my family's escape from Vietnam and our resettlement in the cattle country of southwestern Kansas.
Tran's family left Vietnam in the 1980s, when he was about a year old. Their journey from Saigon to the United States took 2 years, with stops in Southeast Asia refugee camps. His family settled in Garden City, Kansas, where his parents got jobs in meatpacking plants. When he was a teenager, Tran's mother started encouraging him to write about it.
You know, I would write those stories a poem at a time or a song at a time, an essay at a time.
He drew on some of his own early memories as well as anecdotes from his mom and older sister. And The Butcher's Son, what he calls a performance memoir, became a musical. Tran describes the title track as a boy meets girl and they chase their dreams kind of song.
She whispers sweet dreams to the butcher's son. Sweet dreams to the butcher's son.
Tran took the show on tour to Garden City and just a few months ago to the Chicago Musical Theater Festival.
There's such a lack of representation for Asian American performers, and here I was sitting on this great story that had great Asian American roles.
One exception is the current show at the Unicorn Theater. Viet Gon has an all Asian American cast. Playwright Quy Nguyen's parents fled Vietnam in the 1970s and met in an Arkansas refugee camp. And Tran's role, the playwright's father as a young man. He says there are plot similarities, but
my show is very pastoral and kind of chamber folky, and Quy Nguyen has such a sharp and bombastic sense of humor, and it's much more flashy and kinetic.
For his own show, Tran says he hopes The Butcher's Son will continue on to other cities. But for now, at the Buffalo Room, he'll keep devoting his entrepreneurial spirit to curating a space for others to create. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
This story is part of a series called Taking a Risk, where we explore the stories of immigrant entrepreneurs in Kansas City and the challenges of starting something new.